From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled, Perverting the Privileges of God's Grace. In Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 29, the Apostle Paul explains the privileges enjoyed by the people of Israel. Yet Paul also shows how Israel abused those privileges, for they came to regard outward religious practices as equal with acceptance before God. Although they knew the truth of God in their heads, they had no heart experience of Jesus Christ, without which no man can be saved. Mere intellectual assent to the gospel is not enough. In addition, the Jews' reliance on the law alone for salvation affected those around them, producing a deadly attitude of self-confidence. How many people have been led astray by the example of friends or loved ones who rested in their own righteousness for deliverance from hell? Hypocrisy in religion is a dangerous and destructive thing. Rather than God giving the law as a means of salvation, He gave it in order to show men their sin and to drive them to Christ. For saving power is found only in the work of the Holy Spirit applying Christ to the heart, producing works of holiness, the evidence of our justification. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Tears, Then Joyful Harvest. The text is Psalm 126 and verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Weeping times are suitable for sowing. We do not want the ground to be too dry. Seed steeped in the tears of earnest anxiety will come up all the sooner. The salt of prayerful tears will give the good seed a flavor which will preserve it from the worm. Truth spoken in awful earnestness has a double life about it. Instead of stopping our sowing because of our weeping, let us redouble our efforts because the season is so propitious. Our heavenly seed could not fitly be sown laughing. Deep sorrow and concern for the souls of others are a far more fit accompaniment of godly teaching than anything like levity. We have heard of men who went to war with a light heart, but they were beaten. And it is mostly so with those who sow in the same style. Come then, my heart, sow on in thy weeping, for thou hast the promise of a joyful harvest. Thou shalt reap. Thou thyself shalt see some results of thy labor. This shall come to thee in so large a measure as to give thee joy, which a poor, withered, and scanty harvest would not do. When thine eyes are dim with silver tears, think of the golden corn. Bear cheerfully the present toil and disappointment, for the harvest day will fully recompense thee.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts continues to be most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking the time to do so. Remember that any literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
how hurtful a thing hypocrisy is. And that's why Paul goes on in verse 24 to talk about the iniquitous influence that these people have who pervert the privileges of the gospel, who present themselves as Christians while all the time they are not Christians at all. Those are the products of such perversion. Now let me finish, and I'm sure you'll all say amen to that. Let me finish. And I'll finish with a few precepts that we should remember in connection with these privileges that I have mentioned. Number one, the substance of the covenant of grace has been and still is the satisfaction of God's law. In His covenant, God has undertaken to supply His people with a perfect legal righteousness. He did it for Abraham. He justified him by faith alone. Under the Mosaic economy, He not only gave the moral law to convict men and to drive them to their knees, He gave them the ceremonial law, the blood atonement of Christ pictured in the slaying of the sacrifices, so that the moral law would be satisfied by Him for us and in us obeyed out of love for Him. The substance of the covenant of grace is the satisfaction of the law. Now, I can't take time in that tonight except to refer you to what I've said from this pulpit again and again. The whole knowledge of the Bible comes down to an understanding of law and grace. If you don't grasp that, you really know little or nothing about what this book is teaching. The standard of the law never changes and never will. Can you produce a perfect righteousness according to the law of God? If not, you'll never be in heaven. But how can we do it? The conviction that we can't do it drives us to Christ who has done it. That's the gospel. He has done it. To us is pardon and perfect righteousness with which to stand before God. That's the first precept. Never forget it. Second, the covenant sign is useless without the substance of what it signifies. Verse 25. Look at it very carefully. Circumcision profiteth if thou keep the law, but if you're a lawbreaker, your circumcision is made uncircumcision. Put the word baptism in there and you'll get the New Testament counterpart. Baptism indeed has its profitability, but if you have baptism, but you don't have the substance of the matter, then your baptism is useless. That's the argument. He turns it around in 26 and 27. That the substance is sufficient without the sign. Now let me make this clear. Paul is not here saying that the Gentiles are accepted by trying their best to keep the law of God. He's not saying that. It is purely a hypothetical statement. He's saying if it's true that circumcision profits nothing because you break the law, then a Gentile who fulfills the law would be counted as if he were in the covenant, just as if he were circumcised. In other words, again, it's the substance that matters. I believe that every Christian should be baptized. I've never got to the young, the old people's fellowship, the senior fellowship, adult fellowship. I haven't got there yet to give them my lecture on baptism to counteract some of the... we'll not get into that. I believe every Christian should be baptized. This church gives people a great degree of latitude in their interpretation of baptism, as long as they don't fall into baptismal regeneration. But we don't discount baptism. But let me tell you what Paul is teaching, and this is something that sects and cults have got away from. All the baptismal regenerationists miss it. All those who teach you must be baptized to receive, miss it. What Paul is teaching is that the substance is effective even without the sign. In other words, when you get baptized, you'll not be more of a Christian than you were before. Now that is not a good reason for not being baptized. A little later this year we'll have a baptismal service, and I trust that many of you will be exercised to be baptized. But you're not more of a Christian, you're not made a Christian by baptism. You are saved by grace, and the substance is Christ. The final thing is this. Saving power is found only in the work of the Holy Ghost, who circumcises the heart. In other words, who conforms our will and works to the law of God. That's verse 28 and 29. Saving power in the Holy Ghost actually applying Christ to the heart, producing a holiness as the proof of our justification. Let me wrap it all up tonight. Paul's burden was to show that it's a damning folly to go out to meet God hoping to be saved because you have received the privileges of the Christian church. You need more than an external relationship. I have often said this. If you could look into hell tonight, there are Presbyterians in hell. I fear there are Free Presbyterians in hell. There are Baptists in hell, and Episcopalians in hell, and Methodists in hell, and Roman Catholics in hell. You need more than external rites and relationship. You need more than empty profession. Could you look into hell tonight? I fear you would see people who had walked the aisle maybe 50 times, who had signed the decision card, who had joined the church. You need more than empty profession. You need more than lip service to the truth of God. What we need tonight, and I pray God that He'll get it through to every heart, is a perfect legal standing that comes only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that produces in us a genuine holiness of heart and life. And the chapter ends on a solemn note, but a glorious note. Those who have Christ do not have the praise of men. But they have the praise of God. And that's amazing. Can you imagine it? God gives us the gift of righteousness. That's what He calls it. The gift of eternal life. And then He praises us for having it. Grace indeed. We'll not have the praise of the world. But I think of what Paul said, or should I say John said, as he finished his second chapter of the first epistle. He said, "Now little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him in His coming. If ye know that He is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him." Everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. Not because they do righteousness are they born, but because they are born of Him, they do righteousness. Let us forget what the world may think or say. Don't let us live our lives in fear of man. But let us look forward to that day when, even as we have been reading early in Romans chapter 2, the secrets of man's heart will be judged by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Let us look forward to that day. Let us make sure we will not need to be ashamed before Him at His coming. Make sure, in other words, you have more than the name, the reputation of a Christian. Make sure tonight you are genuinely saved. Let's bow our heads in prayer. If you're one of those Christians who gets disturbed because you're not what you ought to be and you want to see more of grace, Rejoice that the desire for grace is itself grace. Only God gives that. Thank God He fulfill it. This is not to upset your faith. If you are here tonight and you have been living life without thought of Christ, being able to say you're saved is just a handy defense to have against the preaching of the gospel to your conscience when you come to the house of God, or a good defense when someone witnesses to you the Savior. If that's all it is, and you really can go through life without much thought of Him or heart for Him, then this message is for you. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He's near. Get the reality. The reality, not just the appearance. May God save you from perverting the very privileges of the gospel to your own destruction. Dr. Barrett and I are here tonight, whatever else is going on, we're here tonight as your servants for Christ's sake. We'll be happy to take the time to point you to Him. Come, let's point you to the Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the Word of God. We pray that Thou wilt make it a living and powerful Word, that after the voice of man is silent, the blessed Spirit of God will apply the Word to every heart. And we ask that this night Thou wilt penetrate the defenses that false religion and religious profession would use to surround hearts and keep them from Christ. O Lord, we thank Thee that the heart that flees to Jesus will find acceptance. We thank Thee, our God, that the soul that would rely on the Lord Jesus will find eternal rest. Oh, we pray that Thou wilt bring sinners out of self-righteousness into Christ. And God, grant that there not be one person here tonight who will come and go from the place of the holy, perverting the very privilege of hearing the Word of life. Hear us now, O God, and give fruit for the preaching of Thy Word. Part us with Thy blessing. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought people, both now and evermore. We pray in Jesus' precious name and through the merits of His atoning blood. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.